WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, awesome humans. It's your boy Logan Cruz here, coming at you live with another dose of The Discipline Switch. You know, life can be a real roller coaster sometimes, right? We're constantly striving for perfection, putting pressure on ourselves to be the best, do the best, and have it all together. But guess what? Perfection is a myth, and that's precisely what we're diving into today, embracing imperfection and letting go of guilt. Ever feel like you're stuck in this endless loop of self-criticism? You know that feeling when you mess up, and instead of giving yourself a little grace, you spiral into a guilt trip? Yeah, I've been there too, trust me. But here's the thing, perfection isn't just unattainable, it's also exhausting. And that constant striving can actually hold us back from living our best lives. So today, we're flipping the script. We're talking about ditching the pressure to be perfect and embracing the beautiful messiness that comes with being human. Because, let me tell you, the most amazing things happen when we allow ourselves to be vulnerable, make mistakes, and learn along the way. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you kick those guilt demons to the curb and finally embrace your imperfection. 1. Reframe your mistakes. Think of mistakes not as failures but as valuable learning experiences. They're like stepping stones on the path to growth. Every time we stumble, we get a chance to adjust our course, learn something new, and come back stronger. It's all part of the journey. 2. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend. We all mess up. It's inevitable. Instead of beating yourself up over it, offer yourself some encouragement and understanding. Remember that you're doing your best and that's what truly matters. 3. Challenge your inner critic. That voice in your head constantly telling you you're not good enough? Yeah, that one needs to chill. Learn to recognize those negative thoughts and challenge their validity. Are they really true, or are they just limiting beliefs holding you back? Replace those negative voices with positive affirmations and reminders of your strengths. 4. Focus on progress, not perfection. Instead of striving for some unrealistic ideal, celebrate the small wins and acknowledge how far you've come. Every step forward, no matter how tiny, is a victory worth celebrating. This shift in mindset can be truly liberating. 5. Set realistic expectations. You are human, not a superhero. It's okay to have days when you don't feel your best or things don't go as planned. Give yourself permission to rest, recharge, and simply be. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work feeling the pressure to deliver on a big project. The deadline is looming, and you find yourself getting bogged down in details, second-guessing every decision. Your inner critic starts whispering those familiar doubts. You're not good enough. What if you fail? Sounds familiar, right? But here's the catch. What if you stop listening to that negativity? What if, instead of letting fear paralyze you, you decided to embrace imperfection and trust in your abilities? What if you allowed yourself to make mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward? That's where the real magic happens. Think about it. By letting go of the need for perfection, you free up space for creativity, innovation, and genuine connection. You become more resilient, adaptable, and open to new possibilities. So, my friends, remember this. Embracing imperfection is not a sign of weakness. It's a testament to your courage and authenticity. It's about accepting yourself, flaws and all, and living life with intention, joy, and a whole lot of grace. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a reminder that it's okay to not be perfect. And if you have any thoughts or experiences you want to share, let me know in the comments. Until next time, keep shining your light brightly, and remember, you're amazing just as you are.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.